303 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yes, it is toasty. I'm going to grant you that. 87 degrees. It's warm. Tomorrow and Sunday, they'll look for thunderstorms rolling in and cool it off a little bit. Enjoy it. All right. A couple of things I want to mention before we move into the meat of the program. I guess this would be the potatoes of the program, just sort of a side, you know. And I don't think every meal has to have something green. I mean, really, Heidi, come on. If you're telling me that tater tots do not qualify as a vegetable, and the ketchup I put on them, I think technically still qualifies as a ketchup, as a vegetable. Never mind. Listen, here's what we got going on. It is Friday. You know what happens on Friday? I wear red because of RED. Remember, everyone deployed, started by some Marine moms a few years back. Remember those folks who are serving, as we speak, somewhere other than home. So I wear red. When the laundry genie is genieing. Now, our laundry genie at this moment is thousands of miles away at some musical activity. So I did not have a fully red shirt or shorts or socks to utilize. So I will tell you that I'm wearing a white shirt, but it has red writing and an image on it. So I think that qualifies. Just to be safe, I once again reached out to my pal Emily Morrissey, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, and so I am wearing a red bracelet. So I am absolutely positively covered for Red Friday. Thanks again to Emily. And I am also wearing, my Peppa Pig hat, because as you know, nothing really says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Is anybody else thinking that the whole Donald Trump, Elon Musk thing, I'm going to use a wrestling term, coming from the world of pro wrestling, where we know the outcome before we put the storyline into place, I see this perhaps as one of the greatest works ever. Here's what I know about Donald Trump and Elon Musk. They're both brilliant. They're both billionaires. They both have giant egos. Okay. There were those who said right from the beginning, hey, this thing's not going to last. They're not going to be able to see it, be in the same room. You know, it's going to be one of those contests. Who has the bigger ego? Who has the bigger bank account? Who has the bigger social media following, right? And it's just, you know, it's just going to go right off the rails. That's what people said from the beginning. I never thought that. I really didn't. I thought to myself, listen, Elon Musk fully, better than any other human being on planet Earth understands social media, memes, and Donald Trump understands media writ large. Oh, I think he's got a great handle on social media as well. But I'm talking about some bigger stuff that President Trump has that I don't think Elon Musk does. In fact, I know Elon Musk doesn't have. Please remember that Donald Trump is the only president to have ever competed at WrestleMania, to ever have appeared at WrestleMania. Donald Trump has been in the show business for a long time. People say, well, you know, he's a construction guy. He's a developer. Absolutely correct. And a brilliant one. And part of the reason he's been so successful at that, part of the reason he's been so brilliant at that, is because he fully understands utilizing entertainment platforms and show business and media and social media. I am wondering, just in the darkest recesses of my mind that spent a lot of time bouncing around rings in National Guard armories, high school gymnasiums, that part of me is saying, I am not so sure about this. I am thinking that there could be something else at work here. Is it going to be the twin referees? Is this a Hebner situation? No. I don't think there's going to be a secret Elon Musk twin that comes out of nowhere and says, I'm the evil twin. I don't think that's going to happen. And neither one of these guys was wearing a mask, so it's not like they're going to pull the mask off. It's going to be Dusty Rhodes under there. Although, you remember even when Dusty Rhodes was wearing a mask? Remember Dusty had been suspended or something like that? Yeah, somebody else who kind of grew up with NWA, you can remind me. But I remember that a little bit, right? He was suspended. And what was it, the Midnight Rider? Wasn't that the gimmick? And for those who don't understand, Dusty Rhodes, God rest his soul, Dusty Rhodes was what, 6'2", about 300 pounds, and not exactly chiseled granite. Dusty was a big, soft, blubbery-looking guy with this very large birthmark on his belly off to the side. You couldn't mistake him for anybody. So when Dusty Rhodes was banished and all of a sudden the Midnight Rider shows up dressed in black with a hood, but also looking like the Michelin Man with his big giant birthmark, and you think, oh, come on. Well, you know. So I don't think that's going to happen. Although that would be great, wouldn't it? Seriously, like if Elon Musk showed up all of a sudden and he's got a mask on and he takes it off and it's like, oh, no, it wasn't really Elon Musk all along. But anyway, is there anybody else who thinks this whole thing might be almost like performance art? Anybody at all? Or am I crazy? Because if I'm crazy, I'm willing to have you tell me I'm crazy. Here's your options. I'm crazy or maybe. You don't have to go all in on this. I'm not asking you 110% to commit to it like I am. But I am asking you, could it possibly be? So here's how you do this. You reach out to me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You just let me know. Jeff, you are bat crap crazy yourself. Okay. I'll take it to heart. Now, I'm not going to get upset by it. My friend Rich, I think, takes some of this stuff way too seriously. Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News, he said, did you read that? Ah, Rich, please. Please. Until they say, we're coming for you with pitchforks and torches. And even then, you have to ask, what time are they showing up? Because you'll probably want to straighten up and, you know, maybe get some sort of snacky bits. Yeah, something to entertain the crowds. But, you know, so that's where you can do it. You can say that to me, and I promise you, I'm not going to be the least bit upset. You'll be dead to me forever, but other than that, I won't be upset. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hit me up over there. And also, maybe you're not full in like I am. Right, you're not entirely bat crap crazy, but I don't think it's as big a piece of performance art as you think it is. Well, you tell me what you think it is. Do you really think that this is a big battle between President Trump and Mr. Musk, or do you think that Elon was always a temporary special government employee with an end date? The end date was always known. Here's what I do think might be part of this. Is that there were certain things Elon Musk really, really thought he was going to get. And President Trump said no. And that included these government handouts for electric vehicles. Make no mistake, Elon Musk has made a boatload of money based on those. And he didn't want to see them go away. Donald Trump knew that the EV mandates were crap from day one. So I think maybe there might be some legit heat behind the scenes, but I don't think this is all on the level. That's all. That's all. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, hit me up. James River Air, text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Did you hear the ever-constipated Mark Warner on this morning on Richmond's Morning News? If you didn't, let me make a suggestion to you. Go on over, WRBA.com, and you can listen to it. I'm not going to play it for you this afternoon. No, I had thought about it. I thought, no, it's Friday. I want to leave here with a smile on my face. I don't want anybody else. But I do think you need to listen to it because we now know why Mark Warner always looks constipated. You know why? Because he is full of crap up to his beady little eyeballs. I don't think he said anything on us this morning other than, good morning, Rich. And I'd have to go back to make sure he actually said that. But I don't know. But you should take a listen, WRBA.com. Okay, here's some of the stuff we got coming up this afternoon. My favorite economist, Dr. Dave Brandt, is going to be with us. I want to get his sense. Look, Elon Musk says this big, beautiful bill is filled with pork and garbage. Okay. Dr. Brandt will offer a little perspective on that. An old friend of mine, I mean a friend for decades now, Tom Duggan. You're not going to know the name, but that's okay. He's a newspaper publisher up in New England. I used to write a column for his paper, The Valley Patriot, and he has been involved in one of the biggest battles over the First Amendment and freedom of the press for years now. He risked jail time for this, and he's going to be with us at 5:35. We'll find out what's going on with that. I got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend that you should be aware of. You'll want to go out and see it. And before we do anything else, I'm going to ask you, please remember what happened on this date, June the 6th in 1944. June the 6th, 1944, Operation Overlord commenced. You and I usually refer to it as D-Day. Young men by the thousands hit those beaches to defeat Nazism, to defeat the most maniacal, murderous slime bag that we have seen in recent history. Those boys, many of them knew they weren't coming back. They still went. How many of those boys did we leave behind? Well, I was at that cemetery, the American cemetery, year two ago. It has still to this date, it has left me speechless. So I'm simply asking you to remember those folks we left over in Normandy. People of Normandy, by the way, say what you will about the French, and Lord knows I've poked a lot of fun at them over the years. The French are still grateful to us for saving them from the Nazis. So please remember what happened on this date, June the 6th, 1944. Operation Overlord, you and I again generally refer to it as D-Day. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me share a couple of the texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. All right, a listener in Henrico says, Jeff, nothing, absolutely nothing would surprise me regarding Trump and Musk. The rapidity with which the temperature change between the two leaves one puzzled. This is more than two highly competitive egomaniacs battling each other in the press. All I have are many questions for which I will probably never receive a legitimate answer. Okay. Sounds to me like it's a good angle then. 804 says, Jeff, the pro-Hamas students would love Hitler. Yeah, oh, you're absolutely right. Listen, the pro-Hamas students right now are engaging in behavior which led to Hitler. It's just that simple. When you do to the Jewish people what these pro-Hamas activists are doing, well, you see the results. David in Midlothian says, Jeff, I believe your instincts are right on target. Kayfabe. 804, Jeff, thank you for remembering D-Day. Well, I would certainly be remiss if we didn't mention that. 804 says, Jeff, I'm siding with Trump in the Trump-Musk divorce. He should deport Musk back to South Africa. No, that's kind of silly. Let's see. Another 804. Hey, Jeff, I think it's an old-fashioned rope-a-dope to keep the big legacy news media concentrated on that so they sell less of their propaganda against the big, beautiful bill. I think this is a planned thing. 804 says, Jeff, I've been listening to News Radio WRVA all day, waiting for someone to say exactly what you just said about Trump versus Elon. Thank you. All right. Jan says, Jeff, this is very possible. Maybe it's a diversionary tactic. After all, the legacy media does it all the time. Those two are far too savvy to stoop this far down, except if they are stooping to conquer. Someone else says, performance art. Another one says, Jeff, Trump is in the Epstein files, according to Musk, but a prosecution witness says, yada yada, not accused of anything. Makes sense. Democrats would have produced that a long time ago if he were involved like Clinton was. Okay, well, yeah. In fact, Epstein's last attorney actually has already come out and said this is not true. Because the first thing, apparently, that attorney, when he was secured by Epstein, asked Epstein was, hey, any connection to Trump here? Need to know it all. And Epstein's like, apparently, no, absolutely not. Someone else, Jeff, Elon wrote his post quite smartly. It makes it very hard for Trump to sue for defamation. Okay. And from RVA, Jeff, is this to make Elon the heel versus Trump the babyface in wrestling terms? Oh, you know, there was a time when our little industry jargon and lingo was all in-house. And now it does see, well, you know, so many people actually know what it is, but shh, I'm not going to go along. But yes, I think you're right. I think Elon can be the heel. Trump will absolutely be the face. Has to be the face. In fact, you got to remember something. Now, I'm going to remind you a little bit about what we used to do in the world of professional wrestling. Number one, you cannot have a hero if you don't have a bad guy. There are no good guys without bad guys. Right? You have a hero who is beaten down. He's got to rise up somehow and overcome that. That's the Hulk Hogan thing. Look, Hogan was not exactly a great wrestler during his time in the United States. His Japanese work was much better, but I digress. But there was always what's called the Superman comeback. He was beaten down and beaten down. And if you go back, I mean, even in my original generation, the original guy to do that was Chief J. Strongbow. Chief J never won a match without having the crap kicked out of him first. And it was the crap kicking which forced him to engage in the dreaded war dance, which unleashed the powerful tomahawk chops, which eventually led to the sleeper hold, which eventually led to Chief J. Strongbow being victorious. And none of that would happen if you didn't have a bad guy who was beating him up. So I'm sorry. I don't think this is a real divorce. I don't even believe that it's necessarily the biggest of all fights. I think there are definitely issues. But come on. I don't see it as the end of the world. And by the way, I'm on Team Trump. Kanye West says he would mediate between Trump and Musk. Great. I'll engage that at the same time I ask Diddy to babysit. It is 325 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Lots of great stuff going on over the next couple of days. I just want you to be aware of that. We've got our big strawberry fair up here in Ashland tomorrow. Always is great fun. I'm hoping that you will take some time to attend. Wonderful vendors, wonderful food. You get to walk around and see Randy Mack, Randolph-Macon College, which is actually a beautiful college, beautiful campus, right in the town of Ashland. You know, one of their distinguished faculty members at one time was Dr. Dave Brat, one of the most popular professors there. And then he got involved in politics. And then he said, yeah, I'm going to Liberty. And he's having a great time there. He is the senior vice president for business affairs at Liberty University. Also happens to be my favorite economist. And he's kind enough to join us each and every Friday. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be on, Jeff. Thank you.
You have fond memories of Randolph-Macon, do you not?
Oh, yeah. No, the kids there, they were awesome. My wife and I, we had our kids, and we'd go to football games, and they'd bring us flowers and, you know, run errands for us. Just all American, great people. All great kids. Just, I died laughing. Those were back in my rookie days teaching, and so they humored me, and I humored them a little bit. I came in with 3 thermoses of coffee every morning and freaked them out.
Oh my gosh! Hey, this guy's
Dave was had high energy.
Look out for Professor Brat. He's on 9 today out of a scale of 4. It's amazing, but I'll bet you learned them a thing or two, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I was probably a little too tough at first.
Yeah,
but then I learned how to make them learn a good way with fun and humor and all that. Yeah, I came in all technical and then I eased up a little bit.
Oh, good. Good, because you are a wealth of knowledge. I envy them. I think it must have was probably a fantastic, fantastic series of courses. What do you make of the jobs report, Dave? Here, the number is more than 139,000 good jobs were added. That's the quote here, which sounds good to me, but I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It beat expectations, and then the wage rate, it is better good news. It grew at 3.8%, and that beats inflation, which is about 2.3%, right? So that means if the wage rate's growing faster than the inflation rate, that's a real, what you call a real wage increase, which means you get to buy more stuff with your wages.
Okay.
So that's real good news. And then another piece of little hidden news is, in the jobs report, the federal government jobs went down. And so that's also good news. But this is the problem with Congress now, right? So the federal jobs are going down, but the budget's going up still, right? And it's like we're going to do $2 trillion deficit spending again. And, you know, we got to end this at some point. It's just unsustainable. The interest on the debt now is $1 trillion a year. It's more than the defense spending, and it's going up at an increasing rate.
Wow.
And so, you know, in more years, more and more and more of the federal government is just going to be paying interest payments, and then we're putting the kids in a giant hole.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Trump, we got the drama going on now there that's clouding the issue, but it's on Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's having to talk to Putin for an hour. Because the globalists, you know, bombed him something fierce, trying to provoke a world war, you know, taking out part of their nuclear triad.
Yep.
Against the will of the American people. The American people spoke very loudly in this election against the never-ending wars.
That's right.
And so ask yourself which elitists, and if any of your members are voting in favor of that,
mm-hmm.
and why in the world the Democrats, used to be the party of peace, all political views are my own, but why they're silent, right? All the congressmen and women and senators silent on bombing Russia's triad. What are you trying to get us into?
Right.
Then he's got to call Xi for an hour talk there on the trade deal. And now we've got, you know, rare earth processing complexities going on over there with Xi.
Right.
And so there's your economic highlights. I mean, boy, it's an interesting time to be alive. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah. You know, here's the problem, though. Let's remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brat is joining us, Senior Vice President for Business Affairs at Liberty University. But he's here just because he's Dave Brat, and he's a cool guy, and he's a smart guy, and he used to be a professor, and he still educates us. But I get the sense. You said these are interesting times. I remember the Chinese proverb, which is really a curse. Yeah. You should live in interesting times.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Hey,
right.
I got news for you, brother. I don't want my times to be all that interesting.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
No, you got it. That is correct. And these globalist elitist warmongers, right? And it's tied to the budget.
Okay.
Okay. Because what's this $2 trillion deficit funding? And why is the Uniparty, right? When you see Lindsey Graham on the front page with Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal, Democrat, right, with a Republican. So there's no toxic, it's not toxic relationship up in D.C., right? As soon as you start throwing $200 billion toward political hacks, right, all of a sudden you got everyone's friendly. It's a great city to be in, right? What that means is the Republicans want war. They want spending on defense, and the Democrats want their USAID slush fund back.
Gotcha.
Right? And that's what's going on, it, against the will and against the pocketbook of the American people. And the Democrats, I just wish they would wake up. I don't know what they're thinking. Their party is in total disarray, right? Everybody, just go out and read the headlines today in all the major papers.
Yep.
The Democrat Party, I don't know what they keep saying. We need a clever saying, or we need a new personality. No, what you need is an agenda that's good for the American worker, and then you'll win an election.
That's right. What happens to those of us who are American workers, though, Dave? We voted for President Trump, which, you know, in many ways, if we're going to be honest, yes, President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, but we've got these little fiefdoms and bailiwicks that are saying, oh, no, we're the Republican Party. And they're diametrically opposed to the things that you and I voted for. How much time do we give them before we say, you know what, we're out shopping for a new party?
Oh, no, I've been there. You know me. I've been saying that for 10 years. Yeah. No, if the Republicans who are voting for $7 trillion budgets ought to be fired, and the Democrats, and I'm bipartisan. I'm very principle-driven. I'm a data-driven guy. The Democrats were voting for $7 trillion and not saying a word against the war, and the Democrats are getting a free ride here, right?
Yes.
There's 15 million border invasion. Not a word. I haven't heard a word from any of the Democrat congressmen, women in Virginia, senators, not a word.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inflation of Biden, 20% inflation, right, over 4 years.
Yep.
Didn't hear one word.
That's right.
Now bombing the Russian triad, right? That the triad is the three ways of delivering nuclear bombs, for the folks who don't know.
Right.
Right? So this is not like, flying some drones around and dropping some small bombs.
Yeah.
This is a threat to their nuclear delivery system, and everybody knows what that means.
That's right.
That means the Eurozone and the NATO folks are saying, we want a war with Russia.
Mm.
And what they're trying to do is to get Putin to go to war against one of the NATO countries.
Right.
Because if he drops a bomb on Germany, who might have been planning this thing, then Article 5 kicks in under NATO, and all of NATO goes together in against Putin. And then you've got World War III.
Mm.
For real, right? That's all of NATO, all of the, 30 countries of NATO, all of Western Europe and Eastern Europe going against Russia right in Ukraine, which is where World War I was and World War II was for pretty much the same reasons.
It is fascinating, and it's terrifying. And when we see the folks, and you rightly point them out, it's this rather odd marriage of the, you said, Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal. I mean, we hear, look, locally, former Governor Jim Gilmore. I like the governor, and I think he's right on a lot of things. And we're going to talk, getting rid of the car tax, go back to that.
Yeah.
That's great. But I don't know, regular basis, he's telling me we need to spend more money and do more stuff for Ukraine, and I'm just sort of scratching my head at that. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Well, he can say all he wants, but he's go look at the polls. 70% of the American people disagree with you, Jim. So, it's supposed to be a democracy until these elites figure out how to evade the American people. I was always very truthful.
Yep.
And said, hey, American people, you're getting ripped off big time, and then the swamp ejected me.
That's when you didn't get invited to any of the cool parties, Dave. You weren't allowed,
I know.
Got the bad office, no view.
But that's and I do blame the people there, though, because the people vote, and they could have overruled the swamp. And that's what you've got to do now. It's not about me. It's doing the right thing for the country now. All these people that are doing the right thing, vote them in. And the people that are bankrupting your kids, you've got to vote them out. Quit doing the same thing. It's stunning.
All right, I've got to ask, because I'm just asking everybody I talked to today, what is...
I know what's coming.
What is the real story here? Do Donald Trump and Elon Musk really hate each other? Or is it, as I posited at 3 o'clock, much more of a piece of performance art harkening back to WrestleMania?
No, I think it's for real, right?
Wow.
You don't lose 14%. Of the shares of your companies, and you know, Elon's got some problems now as a fiduciary for his firm losing that much value. And some of it'll come back, but no, he's dropping the bombs, and it's mutually assured destruction between two titans. I think Elon lost it a little too much on this one, right? The president, I can't put my finger on anything Trump did to provoke him to that level of bomb throwing, right? He's mad about the process, and he wanted to come back to D.C. maybe, and he didn't get some stuff in the budget he wanted. But then Elon just went off. And that's a problem, and I've been harping on that on your show. I do not like these oligarchs that have as much power potentially. You're seeing Trump's winning.
Yes.
But they're getting close to having as much power as the most powerful political person in the world.
Yeah.
And you've got seven of these magnificent seven oligarchs and monopolists.
Yep.
And again, where are the Democrats on any of this? They're all Democrat. They're all leftists.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
and where are the conservatives breaking up these firms? That's what our principle is. You break them up, and we're not breaking them up.
Right. Yeah. Well, do we sound crazy when we say somebody's getting a nice envelope somewhere? I mean, that's my sense, is that, you know, just the right people are getting the right amount of stuff, and everybody wants to look the other way and pretend that stuff isn't happening. And look at the Democrats. And again, we're not all political here, because when Dave Brat joins us, he's here as Dave Brat, just a friend. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University. But I look at the Democrats, who last week were lining up for their chance to burn a Tesla. This week are inviting Elon over for for cookies and milk.
No, it's money. It's always money and power. Always.
Yeah.
And that, we got to end that. The people. It should be about the middle class, the working class.
Yep.
And policies across the board that are fair for everybody. They should be the same policy for everybody.
Absolutely. All right, let's end on a positive note. I keep going back to the Flames and the Lady Flames. Anything going on with the Flames this weekend?
Oh, I've been up in the swamp too much. I'm paying attention to all this drama up here instead of getting my head back to normality, but I'll be back down there. I'm a big tennis fanatic, so I've been following the men's and women tennis teams and all that, and following the NCAA championships. You can go out on YouTube and watch all that stuff. So the tennis teams, that's my sport I love.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, Dave, listen, I always appreciate you being here. I'm the one who always feels compelled to do the plug for Liberty, even though you're never here talking on behalf of Liberty University. It's a great institution. It has not just wonderful students, but it's got wonderful professors, wonderful administration, and I think the world of you guys there. I think it's one of the best institutions anywhere, and that's why anytime anybody asks me, oh, I got a kid or a grandkid or a niece or nephew thinking about college, your son went here, your other son's, I said, whatever you do, go down to Lynchburg, take a look at Liberty. And, you know, if it's right for you, it's right for you. If it's not, that's okay, too. No harm, no foul, but just a great institution. So
no, that's right, and that is right. And there is a major problem with some of the other universities in the country, right? And I'm not speaking for Liberty now,
right,
making that judgment, but make sure that, go look and talk to the kids at any school and check in on the character.
That's right.
Right? And that's it. That's the number one thing, right? The faith, the character.
Yep.
That, if you got that right, you're going to go far and far in life.
No doubt about it. Dave, I always appreciate you being here. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Yep, love the show. God bless you. Thanks, brother.
God bless you, Dave. That is Dr. Dave Brad. Dave, again, Senior Vice President for Business Affairs at Liberty University, but I do always like to make it clear he's never here speaking on behalf of Liberty University. He's just here because he's a really nice guy and he's my friend, and I ask him to come and dispense a little wisdom, and I always enjoy the conversation. Now, I understand that we got some weather rolling through. Oh, my God, this was not supposed to happen today. Seriously, I'm looking at the official stuff here. This wasn't supposed to happen until tomorrow, but apparently we do have some of the thunderstorms which are beginning to kick up, and I think we may have had some weather interruptions. So if that's the case, not to worry. You can hear the entire conversation by visiting WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You may be able to listen to the entire conversation. It's a good one. Not that there's ever a bad conversation with Dave Brandt, but this was an especially good one, I thought. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Had a great time this morning. First at 8:05, hanging out on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Great conversation there. Appreciate Rich inviting me to be part of that. And then I met up with an old buddy of mine, and you know him, Dave Saunders. Dave is the man behind Madison and Maine and the Texas Inn. Oh, and we visited one of my favorite little places. It's called Classic Coffee and Tea. Classic Coffee and Tea is right across from the Ashland Town Hall here in Ashland. And Wayne and April are the owners and the operators. They are living their dream. You know, everybody's got this dream. I don't know what yours is. I barely know what mine is half the time. But I will tell you this. I see it in people. I see it in people like my friends Stan and Megan. I see it in my friend Dave. I see it in my friends Wendy and John. And I'll tell you what, I see it in Wayne and April. So if you're up this way tomorrow for the Strawberry Fair in Ashland, pop into Classic Coffee and Tea. Say hello to Wayne and April and enjoy a nutshell. Delicious. 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Lots of stuff going on, that is for sure. Can we say congratulations? Well, that's not even congratulations. It's a happy birthday. You know, we don't normally do happy birthday announcements. But since Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, is going to be with us at 4:35, you know, during the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Might find him over at Arts Automotive Service. But his lovely bride, Megan, is celebrating her birthday. So a very happy birthday to Mrs. Andruski. And, you know, it's weird. I sent Stan a text. Because he was talking about how Megan was having a birthday. And first he told me her age. And I said, well, you know, now you're just lying to me. I didn't even believe the age. But then he said, no, it's all true. And I said, well, can I get her a gift of some sort? Could Heidi and I get her a gift? And you know what Stan said to me? He said, she already has me. I mean, really, what else could she possibly want? I don't know, a couple of moments away from you. No, that's not true. But Stan is going to be with us at 4:35, and we will chat a little bit about what he's got coming up tomorrow morning on his big show in the garage with Stan Andruski, and you will be able to take a listen and get ready for it. We got this weird weather. It always does seem to be weather-related, you know? Yeah. All right. Some bizarre stuff breaking as we speak. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is being returned to the United States. Is that what I'm hearing? All right. Well, go ahead, Jerm. If we've got Pam Bondi or somebody else from DOJ speaking, let's take a listen to it.
connected to groups that had, you know, involved with this other smuggling ring. But to be clear, the only charges he's facing right now are the, like, you know, human smuggling charges. Just the, this, the that's the one offense. But the other things that you have talked about are not actually in the indictment?
No, co-conspirators allege that, and we were clear to say that. He is charged with, it's not only, very serious charges of alien smuggling. And again, there were children involved in that. You know, human trafficking, not only in our country, but in our world, is very, very real. It's very dangerous. And as you saw recently in Virginia, the arrest we made of the MS-13 member, unrelated to this, we learned at that press conference, that's where they bring young children into our country, and they start grooming them at middle school age to become MS-13 full-fledged members, commit violent crimes throughout our country. It is highly organized. It is very dangerous. And they are living throughout our country, but no more, because they are being arrested, they are being prosecuted, and being convicted and deported when appropriate. Can I just— That's all for today. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. Once again, be careful what you wish for. For the leftists here in the United States who kept saying, well, he's got to be returned. Why he can't be in this jail in El Salvador? That's not fair. He needs to be returned. Well, guess what? He's being returned because he's being extradited. Because the Department of Justice said, we will now be charging him with human trafficking. There's probably a piece of this Abrego Garcia character thinking, man, if only those annoying Democrats would have stayed in the United States, I could have been down here in El Salvador. Sure, it's prison, but hey, it's better here than it is in the United States, where I'm now going to be subject to the death penalty. Wow. If I'm Abrego Garcia, I would cross a number of those left-wingers off my Christmas card list. I don't know. Do gangbangers send Christmas cards? Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But I'm thinking all those Democrats that went down there. Remember, who was the guy? The one guy, wasn't he from Maryland? Went down there and had a cocktail sitting at the visitor's table with him, all that nonsense. Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right, I got just enough time here. I want to share a little snippet from Steve Ducey over on Fox. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. You know, they got the big Karine Jean-Pierre, hey, I'm no longer on Team Biden or whatever it is, book coming out. And Ducey, well, Ducey's got a thing or two to say. Cut number three.
Yeah, so now we wait to see if there's going to be a chapter in there about the time that she told me there was no cover-up of President Biden's decline, or the time that she told me that questions about his acuity were a rabbit hole in this book about misinformation and disinformation. Back to you.
But Peter, I don't know what to interpret this. My colleagues think that she defends Joe Biden in the book, but by the subtitle, Broken White House, it makes me think that she might break from Biden in the book.
Believe it or not, some Biden folks were texting me yesterday, and they think that she is going to use this to settle scores against two people in particular at the Biden White House who it has been widely reported she had beef with, which would be John Kirby, who she actively blocked from the podium, even though he was a favorite of President Biden, and Anita Dunn, who there were various stories last year that Anita Dunn was offering, was getting her jobs outside the White House and saying, please, just take this job, you'll make more money, and go. And it never happened. So it's possible that she says, President Biden was a nice guy, it was his staff. But the problem is, she remained in the job. So no matter what she writes, unless she says that there was somebody standing with a gun to her head right behind the little door that slides open and saying, you better say that he's okay, and that it's a conspiracy to ask any questions or suggest otherwise or else, then I don't know how it's going to work saying that there's too much misinformation and disinformation except in her book.
I think your name will be in the book,
crazy.
Too.
It's yeah. so true.
It's insane.
My name, what's she going to say? Like, Peter Doocy was right?
I just
she
asked
should.
Questions.
No, she's
sure. not.
Right.
I will. I'll bet you guys a dollar each that that's not in there.
Right.
But you I don't see... think your name will be in the book. You were the one who kept asking her so many questions that were challenging.
I'm sure my name will be in there about somebody who gave her a really hard time, but it seems like she is framing this book as she was the one person in the White House on either side of the podium who was who had an independent streak and was battling against all these. I mean, look, I didn't read it. I don't have an advanced copy. She didn't ask me for my insights, but it's out in October. In order now on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I thank you very much. It's a little bit like the Jake Tapper book. I'll read the selected passages that are released, because those, of course, will be the most important ones. I'm making those annoying air quotes when I say important, but those will be the ones that are supposed to be the money chapters. And it's just going to be such garbage. Good Lord. I mean, if you're going to buy a copy, then I would wait, like, 5 hours after it's released. By that point, it will be known as a complete, total, utter flop. Germ, get her on. Listen, I'd love to have Jake Tippity Tapper on. Corinne Jean-Pierre, have her on. Absolutely. Reach out. Invite them. Please invite them. Could be very entertaining. Don't know how long they'd stick around. I mean, at least the Tapper Advance people clearly do some of their homework, because they made quite clear that, yeah, he wasn't interested in chatting with you. That's okay. I don't think she's got a team, so she might just be taking every booking she can get, Germ. She's probably desperate because nobody likes her at this point, and she wants to sell the books. Yeah, absolutely. Reach out. Tell her we'll send her a lovely basket of fruit when it's all done. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I want to remind you, we got some great stuff coming up. We've got the Special Olympics in town over at U of R, the big summer games. Tonight is the torch lighting. My dear friend, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, gets to do that. Everybody around the Commonwealth is engaged in the law enforcement torch run. Great events tomorrow. It'll still take place, even if it's raining. You go out there and cheer on the athletes. We got the Strawberry Fair up here in Ashland during the day tomorrow. And you and I have the chance to help out one of the greatest organizations I know about, in Central Virginia, the Nest Academy. Nest Academy does such great things for folks in our community with disabilities and special needs. And tomorrow there is a very special screening of a movie, and it is to benefit Nest Academy. Well, I'm happy to say that Nolan Heider reached out to me about this, and I'm so happy to get him on today. Nolan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Number one, thank you for your perseverance and in reaching out. Tell us a little bit. Do Right Stallings. Who is this Do Right Stallings character of whom you speak?
Well, Gene Stallings was a legendary football coach at the University of Alabama. He won a national championship in 1992. Mm-hmm. And he had a son with Down syndrome. And he made his son, John Mark, a part of the team. And he was passionate about caring for those who had challenges, mm-hmm. and treating them with respect and treating them like adults and like part of the family. And he taught his players to do that. And when the school decided to do a reunion in 2022 of that national championship team, they brought everybody back into town, and they got Dr. Chandra Clark from the journalism school to film the festivities. And she brought in her partner, Michael Bruce, and together they documented all the activities around that. But as she learned so much more about what Gene Stallings had done for people with special needs, especially Down syndrome, she helped morph this thing into a full-length documentary movie that highlights Stallings' compassion and his impact on his players who've gone on to become leaders in sports, especially, but in all walks of life, and who carry that message of compassion and love to the whole world.
It is such a life-changing experience to take a look at a guy like Gene Stallings. Some of us are in the special needs arena because we have family members or friends, or we're on this board or that board. But for him to say to his players, and I think we all have this preconceived notion, it's really wrong, but preconceived notion a lot of times of college football players. Well, you know, they're the jocks, they're the this, they're the that. Well, great physical ability, we get that, but there are great minds there, and then these are future leaders. And for him to say, hey, gentlemen, yeah, we want to win games, and by the way, let's talk about this and this, and you're going to deal with this issue. He unleashed on the world a whole collection of better men as a result of this.
Yes, he was very passionate about wanting to produce good men,
yeah,
more than good players.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so how do we help out? I mean, everybody now is going to want to go see the movie. It's over at Regal, right? Is it Regal Cinema?
Virginia Center Commons, and it's only going to show once tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock.
Oh.
And you cannot get tickets at Regal. This is a private showing, so okay, they won't sell the tickets. You can go to dorightstallings.com,
okay,
and find the listing for our show. I would love it if you would put up our link on the WRVA website.
Heck yeah.
Or they can go to my Facebook page. That's Nolan, H-E-I-T-E-R. My Facebook page has a link to the event and to the ticketing website. And all of the proceeds are going to go to both the Stallings Family Foundation and to Nest Academy.
I love it. I love it.
And yeah. And if you would permit me, I would be happy to create a discount code for your listeners and take $5.
I don't know if we're allowed to. Yeah, I don't. Honest to goodness, I don't even know if we're allowed to do it. You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to put the link up everywhere. Don't worry about saving any money. Our people will take it.
Okay.
No. Here's the big question we're going to have, Nolan. Even though you can't buy tickets at Regal, can we still buy the popcorn?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
While I was waiting to test run the movie yesterday, I sat on a bench in their lobby and ate popcorn.
Well, there you go. That's important to me. No, you leave it full price. We want to help out Nest Academy. So dorightstallings.com. Dorightstallings.com. That's where you're going to get the tickets. I'm going to put it up on all the social media. We'll urge as many people to get out there as possible. 6 o'clock tomorrow, Regal over at Virginia Center Commons. It's a great theater. I've seen many a film over there. And again, the popcorn is just spot on. Nolan, I thank you for being here, sir. I really do. This is going to be great. And I look forward. I'm going to try and get over there myself and shake your hand before I dip it into my bucket of popcorn.
All right. I cannot thank you enough for your support and for helping us get the word out about this special movie.
I love it. Thank you, sir. That is Nolan Hyder, and the movie is called Do Right Stallings. Again, special screening tomorrow only, 6 o'clock, Regal Cinemas over in Virginia Center Commons. And the money raised, and no, I'm not having them put together a discount code. I know, I'm going to tell you why, because I think, am I right, Germ? If we do something like that, then we got to run it up through 82 different lawyers, and by the time they get back to us and tell us not to do it or do it, it'll be long over. So no, you're going to pay full price, knowing that it's going to a great cause with Nest Academy. Nest Academy does great work. Quite possibly, starting, I guess, in September, October, Julia might be part of Nest Academy. We don't know. We're still trying to figure out what she's going to do during the day. But I know that Nest Academy just does great, great work. So I'm happy to help out. DoRightStallings.com is where you go for the tickets. 428, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Tomorrow night, Virginia Center Commons. I'm just putting it up on social media right now. If you heard the little chat about this movie called Do Right Stallings, which what a great story it is. But it will benefit Nest Academy RVA. Great operation, helps folks in our community with disabilities and special needs. And it's your one chance. Now, I'm going to remind you. I'm just putting it in here in the social media as well. You can't buy tickets at the door. You have to go to the website, dorightstallings.com, dorightstallings.com. And hopefully we'll see you. Now, you can still buy popcorn. That's the important part. And hopefully we will see you over there. All right. Lots of great stuff that's coming up, although the weather is getting a little iffy. I got news for you. These thunderstorms we were talking about all weekend, oh, they're still there all weekend, but now they're starting to roll in for us a little bit early and a little bit earlier than we would have hoped. But we got them. We'll deal with them. You're going to have to make sure you've got good windshield wipers, your tires in good shape. There are a few other things that you have to deal with. And that is all covered, of course, with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., he joins us. Best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, brother. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I am excited about, about everything, including the fact that tomorrow morning I'm going to be spending some time in the garage with this Stan Drewski character.
Yes, it should be fun. Look, I look forward to talking about all of everybody's repairs. Also going into, hey, what do we have going on? Yep. We have RVA week at Heights finishing up this weekend, where we served a ton of people. I'm going to talk about that, able to help Central Virginia. And we have the most important person in my life, her birthday today, my smoking, sweet, beautiful, hot wife, Megan. She turns, am I allowed to say?
No, no, you're not. No.
She has a wonderful big birthday. It's a big, big, big birthday for her. And, she might look 20. She doesn't feel like it all the time, but she looks it, and so, or 25. Yeah. And so, happy birthday to my love. That's a big deal for me.
Well, heck yeah, it's a big deal for her. It's a big deal for all of us. And what did I tell you last week when you were talking about her age? And I said, you are a liar. There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
And, 28, 29 tops. Come on, man. And she is so full of energy. And I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but everybody knows she's the one who whipped Certified into shape.
Everybody does know that. Matter of fact, The people that know me wonder how in the world, I've said it before, guys, I would be in jail or dead, or probably both. I don't know, if it wasn't for her. My mind just, when I was younger, when I met her, what a blessing. So I just wanted to give a shout out. A lot of our success has come from a healthy marriage, not a perfect marriage. Please don't hear what I'm not saying. We have issues. We have arguments. We have things we've learned to work through. Believe it or not, I'm always wrong, and that's just how it works.
That's
if I know I'm always wrong.
That's right.
And I'm not a grown blank man.
Yeah.
So it's give and take, but yeah.
I was going to say, as long as you know you're wrong, you're all good.
Yes, and then part of our serve week yesterday, we just want to say thank you to Fresh Start. We were able to help a lot of single moms fix their vehicles, do some oil changes, really help out, make sure they were safe, and minister to these ladies who are going through hard times. So this is the fifth, sixth, seventh year in a row, I think, Certified Auto Fair has been able to do it, partnership with Heights and just helping the local community. So thank all of you that bring your cars in. You guys are helping us reach. It's not easy, to be a single mom, somebody who might have been abused, somebody who might have been in a situation where they've lost their husband. There are some great foundations out there, and so Fresh Start has been something that's always been near and dear to our hearts, and we're just glad to be able to serve them yesterday at Certified. And everybody that helps support us locally, bringing your vehicles to us, all the kind messages we get. Jeff, you see them. Get them and send them to me. And just they don't ever get old to us. We're so thankful for our community, Central Virginia. And so just want to say thank you. And be ready tomorrow, because I'm going to be ready to, like every week that we do it, I'm going to be there for you guys to answer your car questions and at least try to take a little bit of worry out of your life. We talked about a lot of maintenance last week and how saving every time you spend a dollar in repair, you're saving $5 to $7 I'm sorry, if you spend a dollar in maintenance, you're saving five to seven in repair. So every dollar, save $5 to $7 in repair over the life of the vehicle. That's if you spend $1,000 in maintenance over a couple of years, you're saving $5,000 to $7,000 every time you do that. Sorry, I was having a little bit of a brain issue, but I'm
no,
back.
No. You were thinking of your lovely bride, and no, I know why you got distracted. Come on, you're not going to fool me. I know I've known you too long. No. I know what's going on.
Yeah. So, but we will this morning. We will tomorrow morning. We'll be in there. We will be ready. Some nice iced coffee from Dunkin' and getting ready to answer your questions, guys. It is getting ready to storm out.
Yeah.
Please be careful on the roads. You guys know we've talked about this. If you don't, the first hour or two of rain is the slipperiest time on these roads, believe it or not. Yeah. It's just the stuff that's on the surface before it starts to sink in. So be careful. Make sure your wipers are good. Your cowl is cleaned out all underneath the hood. Sunroof drains need to be cleaned out on a regular basis as well. So just some quick pointers. And then any questions that they may have tomorrow, Jeff, I'll be ready.
Okay, excellent. Now, I know some of the questions, I got a couple of questions already. You know, Jeremy was saying, hey, I got to ask Stan about my truck and like refinancing, because I don't know about you, Stan, I'm getting all these emails saying, you know, interest rates are blah, 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 and you should do this or you should do that. So I thought it was interesting that Jerm had had raised that. He's got a beautiful truck, of course, but, you know, that may be something you want to noodle around, because I'll bet you there are people when they come in for service, they're going, oh, I don't want to spend, as you say, $1,000 on service, but you've got this car note. And if over a couple of years you've saved yourself $5,000, do the math, right?
Yeah, and it's crazy. It used to be like 3 to 5. Now it's 5 to 7. You know, you're talking about a transmission if you service it. You're talking about brake calipers. Yeah. We see such a drop in those types of repair work now when people do the maintenance. It's insane. Like we've seen, and it's a good thing, because what we were seeing for prices over the last few years, and, you know, transmissions going from several thousand to tens of thousands of dollars. And it's not to scare you guys. We're just telling you that, and I've said this on the air last Saturday and many times before, I've never had a transmission fail on any of my vehicles. I've never had brake calipers since we have been doing BG services on any of my vehicles, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Never had an engine fail, ever.
Right.
And so maintenance is a big deal. And the problem is, you and I have talked about this, your maintenance, the only thing that's probably wrong in your owner's manual is the maintenance that is made by your sales team of your lovely manufacturer. It's no longer made by the engineers that stopped in 2000. So you need to take it to a place that can say, look, I know they're telling you can go 5 years on this particular coolant, but let me explain something to you. It will protect to negative 30 degrees and your engine won't freeze. However, you see this line of corrosion? Well, it is way too, the pH is way too low. It's going to start corroding things in your car. So you talk to the manufacturers of the fluids, and they say, yes, it can do 5 years. Most of the time, after a couple of years, you need to replace this, or you'll be replacing your water pump when you don't have to, right? So we've done those tests. We know how to test the fluids. I bring receipts on all this stuff. I've had a lot of the listeners have been by the shop. They've seen what we do. We've taken them. We've shown them the tests that we do. So you have to have a shop that can suggest these things to you and a plan for you to go forward. And I just can't wait to come in and give our time tomorrow, Jeff. Thank you. I think you're going to be there. I can't wait to spend time with you and just answer our community's questions. That's why we did this. You and I started off. We wanted to help the community and give back. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah. And, well, all right, can I at least let everybody know it's also great fun for us? But we are doing it for the right reason. Then we have fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's no problem having fun. So it's going to be exciting tomorrow. We do have a lot of those issues. We'll talk about maintenance. Remind everybody though, while we're here, I mentioned Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Arts Automotive Service, right? Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't do Lakeside.
Yep.
Lakeside section of Henrico.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Yes, Lakeside.
There you go. And Arts Automotive Service, give us the address again. I know it's Athens Avenue.
Yes, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern area, which we learned. If you don't know what Yellow Tavern is, that is Perriman Route 1.
Yep.
We took that over from Art last year, and he was there for 35 years. So we're there now, and bring it by. You know, Monday through Friday, we're open 8 to 5:30.
Okay.
And we're ready to do all – we work on all makes and models, guys. We fix it all.
I love it. Yep. I love it. Well, I love you as well. You're a great man. And since you will see Mrs. Andruski before I do, please, from the entire Katz family, give her a big hug and wish her a happy birthday.
I'm going to do it, Jeff. Thank you so much. Love you, too. Love you, Central Virginia. Talk to you all tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, brother. That is Stan Andruski, or as some call him, Stan Drewski, which I think is great. I think he should just be cut. You know, like Cher. Some of these other superstars that only have one name. Shouldn't he be Stan Drewski? That would be perfect. It would also protect poor Megan from, you know, because sometimes she has to answer, are you Stan Andruski's wife? No, I've never. It's crazy. We just have the same name. But if he were Stan Drewski. All right, I'm going to try and figure that out. But tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I'm hanging out with that guy right there, Stan Drewski, and we will talk about cars. No, we won't talk about cars. He will answer your car questions. I will do my best to stay out of the way and maybe simply push some buttons or, you know, throw it to him because that's where it has to be thrown. I've got a second here to say congratulations, right? We wish Megan Andruski a happy birthday. Let me say congratulations to one of Hanover County's finest. If you are in Hanover County, number one, you love the sheriff's office, do you not? Our Hanover County Sheriff's Office, I will stack up against any law enforcement agency in America. Bottom line, end of story. Some of the finest men and women that I know. And there was a promotion recently of one of those folks, Greg Six, who has been a major in the sheriff's office, was just promoted to lieutenant colonel and under sheriff. So he is now the number two guy at the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. And I am here to tell you that Greg Six is just a rock solid guy, a cop's cop, as we say, but a part of our community. I mean, a vibrant part of our community. So he traded in the oak leaf cluster in that color. He's getting it in the other color. Right? You go from gold to silver in the military and paramilitary. A lot of people don't know that. Silver actually outranks gold in that. But congratulations to Greg. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Colonel Six, Under Sheriff Six. I think we are being well served. That is a very, very smart move on behalf of our beloved sheriff, guy that I absolutely think the world of, Dave Hines. It is 4:46. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is indeed. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it's like somebody just turned off the lights outside. Holy moly. And there are people right there on the 18th. All right. Hey, you know those thunderstorms? They could be here any second. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Phil from Goochland texts us this. Hey, Jeff, shouldn't Stan's wife Megan just be Megan Drewski? Oh, I like that. I don't know if she'll like it, but that's good. Because I'm going with Stan Drewski for him. Yeah. Now, here's a nice one. 804 says, Jeff, I am a nurse and I just picked up my car from Certified Auto Repair. I spoke with you and Stan a while ago about a car inspection, and that sent me looking for a new car service company. Chris was great. My car is safe. I needed a new steering situation. I'm a nurse, so I don't know cars. That's okay. You're a nurse. You know people. That was always, you know, my mom was a nurse. My mom was a med-surg nurse. And she was a med-surg nurse for, oh, gosh, I don't know, 40 years? Long time. And no offense to my friends who were doctors, like Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian. But she used to say, doctors love symptoms. Nurses love patients. So I don't know if that's true, but thank you for being a nurse. Oh, can I say congratulations to Sam Newsman? You know, which publication was it, Germ? What is it, Style? Oh, Style is still around? Style Weekly, I guess, is still around. I don't know. I don't follow the contest like John Reed did. John had him, like, I don't know, tattooed on his palm. He knew exactly. But apparently, yeah. So Sam Newsman, a real media puppet, who's been reporting, I should point out, since Roswell, took third place in the Style Weekly Media Personalities Competition, number three for the best of Richmond in Style Weekly. Congratulations, Sam. You almost beat out the two other media puppets. There's always next year. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yes, indeed. All you have to do is look out your official weather window, and you will see there's something nasty on the way. There's a storm coming. Heavy rain for sure. We've got thunderstorms that are really going to intensify overnight. And from the looks of it, that's going to be the full weekend. I'm just telling you right now, it looks like both Saturday and Sunday are going to be washouts, if you will, for outdoor activity. All the more reason tomorrow afternoon to join me on Newsmax. Now, I'm going to be on Newsmax. The actual hit time is 2:50. You know, it's television, man. They've got so many times that they do this stuff. Right, Jerm, it's not like what we do. I know we have times, and then I ignore them, and we just roll through stuff, and then you are stuck having to clean up my mess. No, you're welcome. It's okay. You do a nice job. But yeah, TV, they're just a pain in the... Anyway, but it'll be fun because it's not political in any way. That's actually the part that I'm looking forward to. Seriously, I mean, I hate politics, as you know. I could talk about it, but I hate it. And this is like pop culture stuff. I really like it. Let me see. What is it actually called? It is called Theater of the Absurd, a fun culture type of segment. Excellent. And it's with Rob Astorino. Rob's been on this program, as a matter of fact. He's a good dude. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you want to join me, I'll put it up on all the social media sites so that you don't forget. But tomorrow afternoon, 2:45-ish, make sure you're there at 2:45. That way you won't miss it. And I have no idea what we'll be talking about. I'm sure it will be great fun. Though, other things going on tomorrow. Again, the weather's going to be the issue, but scheduled to go on tomorrow. The Strawberry Fair up here in Ashland, always a great time. And the Special Olympics over at U of R and a couple of other locations. You go to Virginia's Special Olympics Virginia.org and check out exactly where the stuff is located. We're going to speak with an old buddy of mine at 5:35, so about a half an hour from now, Tom Duggan. Tom has a fascinating story. He really, really does. Tom's dad was a police officer in Massachusetts, killed in line of duty. And Tom has devoted his life to a lot of things, including free speech. He is the publisher of a really wonderful publication. It's called The Valley Patriot. Serves a chunk of New England. It's not everywhere, and it's not designed to be everywhere. It is a great example of a local publication that has just been rocking and rolling now 15 years, 20 years. I don't know. I'll find out from Tom when he's here. But Tom is all about that First Amendment. He's all about freedom of the press. And he was under attack, threatened with jail for stories. Crazy, right? But he's going to be with us at 5:35, and we will take a listen to what he's got to say, what he's been through. I am still curious. Is anybody thinking, as you watch the Trump-Musk dust-up, anybody else thinking, this is not exactly what it seems to be? That there's more to it or less to it? Is it really that their bromance just broke up? Or is it two of the wealthiest, most powerful men in the world who decided there can only be one guy with a big ego in the room? Or is it what I think it is? Is it strategic in some way? Hey, Elon Musk went into all of this with a couple of things at the front of his mind, I'm sure. Yeah, he absolutely wanted to find waste inside of government. But I think he was also rather fond of the electric vehicle benefits that the Biden administration had been providing to people. That helped a lot of people buy his vehicles, those Teslas. Donald Trump said, I'm sorry. I mean, probably didn't even say I'm sorry. Probably just said, but we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. No. And I don't think it mattered how close a friend Elon Musk was. Donald Trump was not going to allow us, you, me, we, the taxpayers, to provide these outrageous payoffs to people who wanted a Tesla. I think that upset Elon Musk. And there were a couple of other issues, apparently, that also upset Elon Musk. But I want you to remember something about President Trump. And I say this in a good way. President Trump gets the media. This is one of the reasons the media hacks, the legacy news media hacks, this is one of the reasons they hate him so much, is he gets them completely. He figured them out 50 flipping years ago, and he has played them ever since. There is nothing that the president does that the president has not thought, okay, here's how this is going to play. Here's how it's going to hit. President Trump, in my opinion, has also allowed all of these bottom feeders to intentionally look at him as less intelligent, right? They talk about, oh, he's just an idiot. He's a, okay. You think President Trump loses sleep over that? Well, I'm here to tell you he doesn't. But you know what he does? Is he exploits that as well he should. So I am thinking that President Trump, who is the only president to have ever participated in WrestleMania, learned a thing or 10 from the crew at WWE. And at the time, I think he was there for WWF. But he learned something from them. He took all the stuff he knew, and he picked the brains of the folks over there at Titan Towers, and he took a little bit more. And I'm telling you, this whole thing smacks to me of a really well done work. And I don't think I'm the only one. You remember Megyn Kelly? Now, Megyn Kelly in the year 2025 is one of the most passionate, strong supporters and defenders of President Donald John Trump. But do you remember way back when the first time? Weren't they enemies or something? Remember? All right. So anyway, Germ pulled this. Take a listen, please, to cut number 4.
Really crazy. So crazy, Sean, because I walked out. We agreed, like, we're good. And the last thing he said to me before I walked out of Trump Tower was, you know, Megan, it's not such a good thing if they're not talking about us. And I was like, oh my God, was this whole thing for show? Like, was he acting the whole time?
Wow.
To generate buzz?
I'm going to say yes. And I think that's brilliant. I really do. I think this thing is brilliant. It does a couple of things. Number one, it shows you what completely, totally vacuous bottom feeders the leftists are. Because a week ago, they were burning Teslas in the street. Now they want to bake cakes for Elon Musk. Hey, all is forgiven now. Come back and be with us. Oh, and by the way, we're going to go and buy a whole slew of Teslas again. I am almost willing to say that somewhere inside the White House, President Trump said to Elon Musk, all right, look, here's the way this is going to work. I'm going to come out after you say some stuff. Because, and I think that Musk legitimately has real issues with the one big beautiful bill. I think that's okay. He says, yeah, you're going to take it apart. I know that. It's okay. And then I'm going to say one or two things. And you're going to find that you are once again beloved by the leftists. They're going to go and snap up all these Teslas, put you back in the positive category. And you and I, you know, we'll be laughing. We'll be laughing. I think that's what it is. I know that's what it is. I'm just telling you, that's what this is. And nobody better than President Trump to play it. It shows you that the Democrats have absolutely, positively nothing to them. They're empty suits, completely and totally vacuous. There's nothing there. They still don't have a policy on anything. And they're now even more unified that they hate Trump. Well, I got news for you. Take a look at the last election. That didn't play too well. Even the people who, in theory, are on your team are doing everything possible to leave your team. What does that tell you? Come on. Anybody else want to do a prediction over under? How long until Trump and Musk have a big get back together, all is forgiven event? Anybody want to venture a guess? Seriously, Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Is it a full year? I don't know. But what's your over-under? What is the over-under? Let's set the over-under. Do we have to send it in years or do we have to set it in months? No, it's not going to be weeks. I think that's too soon. Months or years? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Seriously, shoot me a quick text. Let me know. Where do we set the over-under for the big summit? It won't be beer because President Trump doesn't drink. It'll be a Diet Coke summit where Elon Musk will come to the White House, maybe get down on one knee. I don't know. Whatever it is. But he's going to make clear, I was wrong about the president. And the president's going to say, hey, it happens. Don't worry about it. All is good. All is forgiven. We got to move forward. Why? Because it is the new golden age. And by God, we can't have anybody screwing that up. So we'll talk about that as well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hello, Jeff. I think Trump and Musk will eventually kiss and make up. I believe both have a lot to lose. Musk needs Trump to keep his business in the national spotlight, while Trump needs Musk for his financial support. That's Mike in the 804. All right, thank you, Mike. Eddie, checking in from Fort Worth, Texas, listening online, obviously says, Jeff, I agree with you 1,000%. Somebody checking in from Atlanta says they will make up on July the 4th. Ooh! That would be great symbolism. That'd be great. Steve the Painter says, what a summit. Diet Coke and weed. Yeah. Here's the other thing. If they were really in this knockdown, drag out, metaphysical battle till the end, do you think Elon Musk would have one of his kids there in the Oval Office and Donald Trump would be like playing with the kid? Remember a couple of weeks ago, he was walking with the one of the Musk kids. You remember that? I mean, I just, no. Well, anyway. 804, Jeff, the big reconciliation Trump-Musk will happen in October 2025. Okay. Sounds good to me. Let's see here. Jane in Short Pumps says, oh, okay, she's going for October 2025. That is Jane in Short Pump. 804 says Trump and Musk will make up within a few weeks. Huh. Okay. Musk's net worth apparently dropped by $32 billion during his time being friendly with Trump. That's a lot for even the richest man in the world. Musk has a lot to lose, which creates urgency to resolve the differences. So he says it's a matter of weeks. All right. Okay. Well, we will see. We will see. Mark from Bonaire. Yeah, I have been thinking the exact same thing ever since this feud, in quotes, started. Yeah, I think it is a great piece of performance. And I mean, I'm all in favor of it, make no mistake. I love the fact that these bottom feeders are just going in on it 110%. Good, good. Keeps them from doing other stuff. Hey, CBS News continues to not quite understand what's really going on in the world. I'm talking about their, national pseudo news. Take a listen. This is cut number one, please.
And I think, that's so true. But I think people of other religions feel similarly, they don't feel safe walking in and out of their places of worship as well.
But Jews are a tiny speck of the overall population and a ridiculous percentage of the overall hate crimes in America when it comes to religion. Right. And that's been true for a long, long time, long even before this war. And so all religious-based hate is wrong, but we shouldn't suggest that it's all happening at an equal rate.
Exactly. That's that one guy. I mean, he's going to lose his job at CBS. You and I both know. They're going to fire him. They'll figure out a reason, and they'll just say, hey, we don't want you here anymore, whatever it is. You can't have an opinion like that where you're telling the truth. The other lady, obviously, was towing the CBS line. Well, sure, it's Jews who are getting killed, but Islamophobia. Like the ever-constipated Mark Warner. Good Lord. I'm telling you, one of these years, I'm buying him X-Lax. I really am. Buying the man X-Lax. Did you hear him this morning with Rich Herrera in Richmond's Morning News? Now I know fully why Senator Mark Warner always appears to be constipated. Because the man is absolutely, totally full of crap. It's amazing. Hey, is the First Amendment dead or alive? We'll talk about it next. 527 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 535 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Thunderstorms. I'm just telling you right now, they just upgraded them to severe thunderstorms. If they are not where you are yet, they will be. Be on the lookout, not just for the heavy rain, the strong winds, scared puppies, nothing about flooding, but they're moving in anytime now. They're going to be here the entire weekend. Saturday and Sunday, sad to say it, are both looking like complete and total washouts on the weather front. All right. You know that my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia is now my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. But for the longest time, well, I was seeing another Commonwealth. It's true. Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I still follow from afar all of the, that's a technical term, bat crap crazy stuff that happens in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. For many years, I was a columnist with the Valley Patriot, which is a wonderful publication. Tom Duggan is the publisher, has done a great job there, is fighting for the First Amendment, freedom of the press, and has been for years. He's just come through a dust-up regarding that, and I saw the story, and I asked him if he would be willing to come on for a couple of moments and enlighten us, and I'm happy to say that he is doing exactly that. Brother Duggan, good afternoon, sir.
Brother Katz, I can't tell you what an honor it is, and before we even start, I am so happy to watch you and your success in the D.C. area, knowing your humble beginnings. It's hard for me to feel such pride for other people sometimes, because we all think about ourselves all the time, but I watch you from afar, and I just feel so proud of you because you've done so much, especially with, you know, what you have to deal with at home with your daughter and your family, and you seem to manage everything so perfectly, and I just can't tell you how proud we are here in Massachusetts of you down there in the D.C. area.
Oh, well, that is so kind. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to say thank you because I can't say anything else because then I'll get all mushy. So just thank you very much. That is very kind, Tom. But you, my friend, are fighting for freedom of the press. You are fighting for the First Amendment. Explain to everybody. First of all, give everybody a little bit of background. I've tried to paint the picture of who you are just as a man and why you are where you are. I talked about your dad, what have you, and our connection with law enforcement. But tell everybody about the evolution of the Valley Patriot.
So, you know, I was politically involved. I sat on a school committee in Lawrence, Massachusetts for a few years. And after that, I stayed involved, and my girlfriend at the time was a lawyer. She used to come with me to all these political events. And we'd pick up the daily newspaper every day and say, what the hell event were they at? Because the story was always wrong. The people's names were wrong. The stories that they covered at the local city council levels were always wrong. And eventually we turned to each other and said, you know, if we're going to be a one newspaper area here in the Merrimack Valley of Massachusetts, and we're a one newspaper town, one newspaper area, and they're getting everything wrong. If we started our own paper and just did it right, like don't even refer to the fact that they're getting everything wrong, just do it the right way, yeah, people will come to us for their news, and they'll actually be getting the real news. So in March of 2004, we had the first monthly edition of the Valley Patriot rolled off the presses, and we've been in the black ever since just by doing it right, just by showing up every day.
21 years? Good Lord, man.
Yeah, we celebrated our 21st anniversary last month.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, now you want to talk about somebody who's proud of someone else and proud of you and proud of the team at the Valley Patriot. I know the Valley Patriot. I'm sharing with people. Wrote a column. Love the Valley Patriot. I have such great memories of my time there. But also, you know, I mean, I still read it. I look at it online. You've been battling, truly, now, since day one, simply for truth and honest reporting in the newspaper space. So what happened? Because you will pull the wool back on anybody and anything. If there's any scandal, there's something wrong, you call it out. Did you call out the, quote, wrong person who got angry?
Yeah, so, you know, the problem with politics is, we use the word criminal in politics a lot. You know, we don't like a congressman. We call them a crook.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are actual criminals involved in government, people that are actual, you know, people that commit actual crimes. Mm. Sometimes they even violent people. And so I got word a couple of years ago that the homeless coordinator for the city of Lawrence on the side had a nonprofit to deal with homeless veterans, and that there were some shenanigans going on whereby, you know, she worked for the city as the homeless coordinator, and she was applying for grants for her own nonprofit that her department was going to oversee. So she applied for a $200,000 grant for her own nonprofit and then approved her own grants. And I got word of this by someone in City Hall, a couple of whistleblowers, and I started to investigate, but I ended up sick and in the hospital for about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
So it took a while for me to get to this story. But by the time I actually did get to the story, you know, you're a news guy. You go on social media and you give people a preview of your big upcoming story.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Facebook and I said, coming tomorrow, we caught the homeless coordinator in the city of Lawrence, Kelly Birchall Frazier, trying to steal $200,000 of grant money by steering it to her own nonprofit,
wow,
which, by the way, is at the expense of other good nonprofits that actually do real work.
Okay.
Within an hour, there was a knock on my door by a North Andover police officer, because that's where my office is, handing me a stalking order. And the first thing that's checked on the stalking order says that I am prohibited from publishing anything about the so-called victim. And what she claimed was that I threatened her life by saying mean things about her on Facebook.
Wow.
And so they took my gun. They took my gun license. She originally defaulted. After 10 days I got a hearing, she defaulted. It was dismissed. And the day after it was dismissed, I got a knock on my door by a North Andover police officer, and I thought, hey, they're going to give me back my gun and my gun permit.
Right.
And I opened the door and said, hey, you bringing me back my gun? And he said, not exactly, and handed me another stalking order with the same exact allegations that were already dismissed. And then Ms. Frazier decided to default 4 or 5 times and not show up in court, but always seemed to have an excuse to try and extend this. In the meantime, they're posting on Facebook, he's a pedophile, and they took his guns away from him. He's a sexual predator, and they took his guns. And by the way, his office is at 75 Main Street, North Andover, trying to get people to come after me and kill me.
Oh my!
So eventually,
gosh,
we had our hearing set to show up on a Monday afternoon in April of 2024.
Okay.
And the weekend before, she went to the police, claimed that I violated the order, and had me arrested and held without bail for an entire weekend at the Methuen Police Station.
Huh.
The day that I got out on jail on Monday morning, they brought me into court in shackles like a serial killer.
Oh.
Thank God my lawyer negotiated to get me bail. I left that court, went to Salem, New Hampshire to the other court, because that was the day of my hearing for the stalking order. And she walked in and said, Your Honor, he just spent the weekend in jail for violating your order. How do you not extend this? And from that point forward, Judge Zeno didn't listen to one damn word we had to say. He extended the order. And from that day forward, everywhere I went, her and her boyfriend would stalk me. If I checked in at a restaurant with my friends, she would come walking in 5 minutes later, already on the phone with the cops. I have a cousin that was killed in the line of duty in Billerica, Massachusetts last year.
Right.
I was on my way to the wake. My mom called me and said, you better turn around. Kelly and Debo are sitting in the front row waiting for you to show up to have you arrested.
Oh.
These people stalked me. They called me a pedophile on Facebook. They tried to get their friends to come after me. They attacked my mom. They attacked my sister. They attacked the nonprofit that I volunteer with.
Right.
And then eventually, we appealed the stalking order to the state Supreme Court of New Hampshire. And I think I'm probably the only journalist in New England that has two state Supreme Court wins, one in New Hampshire and one in Massachusetts from a previous case. But in the meantime, it was a year of hell. This went on for over a year, where these people would stalk me. They'd show up at city council meetings so I couldn't cover it. Mm. They'd show up at the local, the local Rotary would have a circus to raise money for like an after school program.
Sure.
And they would go so that I couldn't go and I couldn't cover it. They'd post things online like, he diddles children, and it's true because he's not coming on our page denying it, is he? Oh. And of course, I couldn't go on their page denying it because I had a court order.
Jeez. So where are we now? I mean, this is, it's crazy, all of the allegations and all the rest of it and the time in court. But there's a victory in on your side at the end of this, isn't there?
Yeah, so I got found not guilty on the criminal charges for violating the order because she just made it up,
right?
Her and her boyfriend. And then we went back to the judge and asked him to dismiss the stalking order because then I'd never be able to pass a Corey check and I'd never get my gun license back with all these crazy people coming after me thinking I'm a pedophile.
Yeah.
The judge would not take the case, would not reverse his order. So we appealed it to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. And we got a unanimous 3-panel verdict from the New Hampshire Supreme Court overturning the stalking order, expunging my record, and ordering the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to give me back my gun and my gun permit. But wow. And it's great that, like, we're here now and I'm through the woods.
Yep.
And I've got my integrity back and my reputation back a little bit.
Yeah.
But the local newspapers covered the front page story when I got arrested. But when I won my case at the Supreme Court, refused to cover it because, quote, I'm a rival newspaper.
Ah, there you go.
Right. They had no problem when I was a rival newspaper when they put my picture on the front page.
Yeah.
That I violated a stalking order and calling me a domestic abuser.
Yeah.
But then when I won and everything went away, they suddenly found this conscience that, well, he's a rival paper. We can't be writing about that.
Oh, my gosh. Now what happened at the end of this, Tom, with this woman? I mean, you said, hey, she's the homeless coordinator for the city, and she's got a nonprofit that's getting grants from the city that her agency is overseeing. Is she still in that role, or has that been addressed?
Well, no. So the City Hall refused to fire her because they were petrified she was going to sue them and do to them what she was doing to me.
Okay.
But eventually there was enough public pressure. Once I won my case, that she ended up resigning as the homeless coordinator. But she's still going strong, raising money for her nonprofit, claiming that she cares about veterans while she's attacking them on Facebook every day.
Cool.
We know that there's at least three criminal investigations by a district attorney, an attorney general, and I believe the feds at this point are now looking at the fact that she tried to get the $200,000 originally for her own nonprofit that was administered through her office or through her department. But she's still walking free, and, she's still bragging that at the end of the day, I might have gotten through this and won, but look at all the crap that she put me through. I spent upwards of $50,000 in legal fees just to fight all this.
Oh, my gosh.
And all I wanted to do, Brother Katz, was write a story. I had no personal interest in this woman at all before this.
Right.
My issue was she was a homeless coordinator for a local community that was trying to steer $200,000 in federal grant money to her own nonprofit and almost got away with it. And I had written a similar story months earlier about another Lawrence employee
mm-hmm.
who was smart enough to just shut the hell up and let the story go away, and nobody even talks about her anymore.
It is fascinating. Well, what can I tell you? The more things change, the more they stay the same in Massachusetts, it seems. And it was interesting. I was looking at your story, and I got to get you back if you're willing to talk about the mayor of Lawrence who's cheering for the ICE raids. I mean, that my head turned around and around on my shoulders about three times. That was incredible. For folks who maybe want to jump ahead a little bit, Tom, where do they read the Valley Patriot online? Because you're out there.
Yeah, so we're at valleypatriot.com, or you can always go to the Valley Patriot Facebook page.
Okay.
We upload the PDF of all of our papers. I believe news should always be free. There's no paywall. There's no, you don't have to join. You don't have to become a member. Free speech should always be free for everyone. That's always been my motto.
Yeah.
So you can read our paper. You can download the PDF, read it at your leisure. You know, some people like to subscribe. We tend to discourage that because, you know, it's easier to just go online like right now and look at it and read it rather than have us mail you something out and charge you money. I really, it grinds against me to even think about charging someone money for news. So, if they want it, valleypatriot.com is the place to go. And if you go in the upper right-hand corner and type out and do a search for edition, E-D-I-T-I-O-N, that's what we tag all of our print editions with, along with all the other stories.
All right. Well, valleypatriot.com. We'll share that on our social media. And I'm going to put you back on hold so Germ can set you up, because I want to get you back, like I said, to talk about the mayor up in Lawrence, Mass. Now, people, I'll paint the full picture for everybody here. But for the mayor of Lawrence, Massachusetts to come out in favor of ICE raids, that is huge news. And the first I saw of it was in the Valley Patriots. So we'll get Tom back to talk about that. It is 550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Self high five.
Bam! Yeah. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is indeed Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We do have some serious thunderstorms that are hitting the area as we speak. And I know that part of my conversation with Tom Duggan got knocked out with the thunderstorms. I want you to worry about it. Everything is over at WRVA.com. WRVA.com. Okay, please visit WRVA.com. You can listen to everything that you enjoyed this afternoon and those things that you wanted to enjoy, but the weather got in the way. I'm taking a look at a text here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, you are a terribly pessimistic radio weatherman. This weekend will not be a washout like many of you that have predicted. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it just doesn't turn out the way that you predict. You're a great guy, though. All right, well, I'll take the last part. And listen, I'm just sharing with you what the forecast is. I do not have any weather prognostication equipment or skills, okay? I get the weather forecast. I give it to you. You are free to ignore it. If, in fact, you've decided that it's not for you, then by all means, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But please, it's not as if I am doing serious weather research, because it's not my thing. I don't do that. I do want you to take a listen to a little something, though. I got enough time here. Tom Holman. Who apparently, now this morning I was on with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. I don't know if that's going to be like our, because Rich wants me to come on once a week. And I'm very happy to do it. It's just that I'm not getting up early for him or anybody else. No offense. I'm not getting up for Julia. If you think I'm getting up to do a radio hit, hey, you have lost your ever-loving mind. But, you know, we can do it later in the day, like, I don't know, 10:15 I would be available. We were talking about these goofy bromances because, you know, it looks like Trump and Musk have broken up. Who would your bromance be? I didn't even know what a bromance was. And I thought, well, I don't know. And he mentioned Tom Brady. And I thought, well, yeah, sure, of course. And then the other Tom Holman, cut number five, Tom Holman.
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid. Cross the border, turn yourself into a border patrol agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why? This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find him.
Yeah. He's talking about another 9/11 coming. The people who are in this country illegally, 2 million gotaways, millions of people. The population of, Philadelphia is not 2 million anymore, but Philadelphia and all the suburbs, about 2 million people. 2 million people. No idea where they are, where they're living, what they're doing, what names they're, nothing. We got no idea. They're in the country, we know that. But other than that, forget about it. Go ahead, sleep well tonight, okay? A couple of things you need to know about. First of all, assuming the weather is cooperative on some level, we've got the Special Olympics torchlighting tonight down at U of R, and then the Special Olympics Summer Games will be at U of R and some other places throughout the area. That is tomorrow. We have the Strawberry Fair in Ashland tomorrow. Today, of course, is D-Day 81st anniversary. Please, please keep those heroes and their families in your thoughts and prayers. Tomorrow morning, we've got In the Garage with Stan Andruski. We end today, as we have since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva. It is the national anthem of Israel. It means the hope. Have a wonderful weekend. God willing, we do it all again on Monday. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.